set him free and restored things twofold. People are bummed out and they've given up hope, and they bring up Job to sustain their mentality. It's the last story to sustain. If you're saying remember Job, then you should be waiting for the deliverance and the kind intention of the Lord to deliver you. Amen. And all things restored. Don't bring up Job when you're suffering as a cop out to not live by faith. I smiled when I said that. I'm not being mean. That was intense. That one got me. Are you all right that I said that? I just poured out of my heart. Come on. Sometimes we soothe our soul instead of feed our spirit. Sometimes we answer the wishy-washy cry of our emotions than the cry of our spirit. You're going to fight the good fight of faith. Come on. How many people have heard people quickly mention Job when they're going through hardship and they're bummed out? They're not in faith. They're not stirred up. They don't have a clear countenance. They're kind of struggling and you can see it. And they say, well, remember Job. Who's experienced that in the church? Happens all the time. Especially out on the streets when you meet people in the streets. You go to pray for the sick. Well, you know Job. Yeah, what about Job? Yeah, he said, I'm not a disciple of Job. I'm a disciple of Jesus. But see, the scenario of Job, we don't even understand it. Satan was coming against him because he believed he was like any other man and he would curse God, that his life was all about him and not really about God. And that if the blessings were removed, God would be cursed instead of blessed. In other words, his relationship with God was dependent on this hedge and these blessings. But as soon as it was removed, Satan was saying, he's selfish like any other man, and I'll just reveal that by whacking.